A federal judge has ordered Joe Biden to build the Trump border wall. This is Thursday, March 14th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Happy Pi Day to all you math freaks out there. Thanks for spending part of it with the Texas Minute. For normal people, the numerical expression pi, that's P-I and not P-I-E, that stands for the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, or 3.14. And so, of course, now I want some apple pie topped with Bluebell ice cream. Okay, no more math or dessert talk. Let's get to the news. Updating a story we first reported several weeks ago, a now former United States Border Patrol agent has pleaded guilty to allowing illegal aliens and narcotics into the country. Emmanuel Isaac Caledon has pled guilty to four counts of bringing an illegal alien into the United States through the Juarez-Lincoln Port of Entry in Laredo. He also admitted to taking bribes and attempting to smuggle what he thought was cocaine. Losing in a landslide on Super Tuesday was Republican State Representative Glenn Rogers of Grayford, who was bested by conservative activist Mike Olcott. Leading up to his defeat, Rogers laid the groundwork for school districts to advance his campaign with taxpayer resources. Now, those districts could be facing legal jeopardy as a result. One district placed Rogers' highly politicized commentary as a featured item in its newsletter ahead of the election. In another district, a school principal recorded an endorsement video on school property. State law doesn't allow school officials to knowingly spend or authorize the spending of public funds for political advertising. Attorney General Ken Paxton has been active this year in pursuing school districts' electioneering cases, having already filed civil suits against seven school districts. With Democrat prosecutors around the state simply refusing to prosecute crime, Attorney General Ken Paxton will require them to make regular reports so as to provide more transparency to citizens. Even though district and county attorneys are elected independently of the Office of the Attorney General, state law already allows the OAG to require reports from them on criminal matters. Paxton's new rules include a definition for violent crime to which the new reports must adhere. Among other things, local prosecutors will be required to report quarterly on any decision not to indict a person who is arrested for committing a violent crime. The new rule will apply only to counties with a population of 250,000 or more. Currently, only 20 of the state's 254 counties meet that threshold, including Harris, Dallas, Tarrant, Bayer, Travis, and El Paso. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Are you worried about your kid's future? You should be. I'm Charles Blaine with Texas Tomorrow. This is a show where we're going to talk about the issues and the people that are pushing the policies that concern your family, your home, and your kids. Catch Texas Tomorrow every Thursday.
A federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to continue funding the construction of the Trump border wall. During Donald Trump's presidency, Congress allocated approximately $1.4 billion to fund the construction of a barrier system along the southwest U.S.-Mexico border. When Joe Biden assumed office, he ordered federal agencies to redirect that funding. Texas and Missouri sued, resulting in this order being issued. Attorney General Ken Paxton said Biden's actions demonstrate his, quote, desperation for open borders at any cost, but Texas has prevailed, Paxton said. Meanwhile, a new processing center for illegal aliens in South Texas has drawn condemnation from Land Commissioner Don Buckingham. She says it amounts to, quote, an expensive Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, end quote. You can check out the details of all the stories mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. Today's edition was based on original reporting by Luca Cacciatore, Sydney Henry, Amelia McKenzie, and Will Biagini. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day. Now, I need to go find some pie.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.